Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Love and Relationships Podcast, a hotline style show where people call in with questions about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage, and mental and emotional health. I'm Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid, unscripted conversations where I answer your questions in short, bite-sized, practical answers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor, relationship expert, and author of 6 books. I also run the popular relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it by voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or submit it on my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. I don't know if you've heard, but it is singles summer. Over the past few weeks, we have been celebrating and encouraging Christian singles with all kinds of singles events, mixers, devotionals, groups, and so much more. I truly believe that if we want to make a dent in the divorce rate, we have to start by getting our singles healthy and in healthy relationships. In honor of Singles Summer, we're going to be diving into the Singles Summer podcast series, where I'll be sharing some of our favorite episodes about singleness, dating, and relationships. Be sure to share these episodes with all the Christian singles you know. If you're single and you want to get connected with what we're doing for singles, check out truelovedates.com/singlessummer. Now let's take some time to listen in to some of our favorite episodes for singles. Today's episode question comes from Paul, who asks, "How do you know if you're meant to be single or married?" That's a really good question, and it's one that I get often, Paul, especially from people who are kind of worried that God is calling them to lifelong singleness, and they want to know, like, does God want me to be single forever? How do I know if I'm called to singleness, if I have the gift of singleness? We've all heard that phrase in Christian culture. One of my readers wrote to me, if singleness is a gift, then I'm holding on to the gift receipt because I'm returning this thing. And I had to laugh at that, but it's so true for so many people that they're struggling with this question. And it's actually one of the greatest fears of the singles that I meet, is the idea that being single and alone forever is on the radar. And it's probably a thought that crosses the mind of every single at some point in their lives. I can recall wondering the same thing myself on a regular basis. You know, was there someone out there for me? Would I ever find a significant other? Did God have marriage woven into the fabric of his plan for my life? Or was it possible that I would be single forever? The simple and dreaded answer to this prospect of lifelong singleness is this: yes, it's possible to remain single for the entirety of a person's life. It's possible. But the good news, and what it comes down to, is that though lifelong singleness is possible, there's a lot of things that are possible in life. And statistically, it's not probable. Statistically, an article I read reported that if you live in the United States, there is an 86% chance that you will get married before age 40 as a woman, and an 81% chance that you'll be married before age 40 as a man. And that's just before age 40. Like, that's not saying that there are not people who are still getting married after 40. And let's be honest, that is happening more and more and more in our culture, like so much more, where people are getting married at a higher age and at a different stage in their life. And I think that just kind of reflects a lot of different factors. But here's the thing. There's so much more to this question than hopes or statistics or probability, you know? There's something much deeper going on underneath the surface of this question and this fear of lifelong singleness. And I think that the roots of this question come down to one basic component: our ability to trust God. And I speak that over my life as well, with the big question marks I have for me. And looking at my personal future, doesn't necessarily have to be God's calling on your life for relationships. It could be anything. But there's so many things in life that we just don't know what's to come. There's this big question mark. It may or may not happen the way that we thought of, the way that we had planned. As a single woman in my young adult years, learning to trust God with this was a constant battle within my heart. But one verse that was always an encouragement to me that I want to share from Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, and it says this: delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. For a season of my life, I actually interpreted this verse to mean that God was going to go ahead and give me what I wanted in life. You know, not a bad interpretation. That sounds pretty good to me. I could trust God, you know, I could delight in Him if He gave me what I wanted at the end of the day, and we've got this great deal and it's a relationship that could work, you know? But my interpretation of that verse has changed so much over the years. Now that I'm a mother and I see my children, and I do want to give them good things. I delight in giving them good things, you know? I believe that our Father loves us, and He does want to make us happy in the way that He can. He wants to give us pleasure, and He's made so many pleasures in this world for us. But the bottom line is that happiness isn't the bottom line, you know? And there's so much more to this verse than just the idea that God loves us and wants to give us good things, which I do believe is true. But I believe that this verse has a much deeper, more significant meaning. Because what I think this verse comes down to is this: when you are intimately connected with God, everything in your life begins to change. He flips things over on their head. Your hopes, your dreams, your desires, they start changing, you know? Rather than God just being this person, this relationship, this being that gives us what we want, He begins to transform us and bring us to a place that He wants us to be. And at the end of the day, what He wants is always best for our lives. The guarantee of this verse is this: when we're connected with God, He's going to place desires within us. God will give you the desires of your heart, meaning He will literally put those desires in you. That was transformational for me, you know? That was a freeing thought for me, because it meant that if I really took it to heart in delighting in God as the love of my life, He would arrange my desires to line up with His desires. He would give me desires. He would place desires within me that aligned with His heart. And when you take joy in your relationship with God, you find that you will know Him in a deeper way. And in turn, you know His will. You know what He wants in a deeper way. You know, the more I get to know my husband, the more I know what he wants, you know? When we were first dating and we would go to a restaurant and it would be his turn to order something, like I probably couldn't have ordered for him in the very beginning of our relationship. But now, fast forward over a decade of marriage later, like I know exactly what he wants. I know exactly how he wants it. I know what he's going to order, what kind of sauces, how he doesn't want his food touching. Yes, there's weird people out there like that, but all that to say, I know him so well that I know what he wants. I know his will. Like, I get it. I am so interconnected with him that I know what he wants. And I really believe the more connected we are to God, the clearer we understand his will, you know? That's transformative, guys. And I think part of eliminating the fear of singleness is rooted within the context of this relationship with God and trusting Him. If we really believe that He loves us unconditionally, we can bank on the fact that He is going to do what's best in our lives. You know, Romans 12 explains that His ultimate will is good and pleasing and perfect. No matter what you could have thought up for your life, His plan is so much greater than your most creative imagination, because it's a plan that not only takes your life into consideration, but the very outworkings of your soul, you know? When it comes to having a healthy life and a nourished soul, it's an absolute myth to think that all our joys will be fulfilled the moment we meet our future spouse, you know? That's not even reality. And so aligning our hearts with God's desire and God's will is the best place to be. I think Psalm 37 challenges us to delight in Him, because there is an unbelievable value in learning to find joy in God and the eternal things and letting that be what drives us. You know, God wants us to take joy in Him, to delight in Him, because no matter where this life takes us, guys, on the journey of finding love or whatever it is that we're waiting for, whether it be waiting for children, waiting for a family, waiting for healing, whatever it is, our ultimate joy doesn't come from those things. You know, it can't come from those things. And so learning to delight in God is a practice that's going to transform our entire lives as we're waiting for those things that we are waiting on God for. And I really believe that that joy that we get from delighting in the Lord is a joy and love that's going to spill over into every other part of our life. So if you're single out there, I think it's really important for you to know and understand that the desires that God has placed in your heart are there from Him. If you are seeking His will, if you are delighting in Him, He has placed desires in your heart. And I think it is absolutely okay to move toward those desires, you know, move towards those desires and do what it takes, you know, be okay with dating and be okay with meeting people. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in another episode of the podcast about like just some practical steps to take in jumpstarting your love life. But as you're moving towards those goals in your life, also remember that those desires should never trump your longing for Him. Like, it's got to start with delighting in Him first. And here's the thing. If you have a strong desire for marriage, trust God. If you have a strong desire for singleness, trust God. And in the end, when you've really connected your heart to His, He's going to use those desires. He's going to use your own desires to lead you in the best direction for your life. Guys, I really believe that marriage is a calling. And I believe that singleness is also a calling. And I believe that if God calls us to something, He equips us for that thing. You know, if God calls you to singleness, He will give you what you need, and you're going to know, and you're going to feel equipped to do it, and you're going to feel passionate about it. But for now, continue connecting your heart to His heart and allow Him to be the one to lead your desires. Because guys, if He really is God, then He can be trusted. If He really is God, He knows what's best for your life. If He really is God, His timing is perfect. And if He really is God, He is not going to let you down. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you love what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about those as well as hundreds of articles and courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com or deborahfileta.com. I love connecting with you online. So find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Fileta and tell me your story. If you have a question for me, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships and we'll try to get it answered on the show. I'm Deborah Fileta, and it was so great being together today, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. See you later.